I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Back now to our GeoQuiz today, and we're looking for a Scottish island where a project is underway to build a zero-carbon house. This house is designed to produce enough energy to heat the home and meet the family's electricity needs, and that includes powering up the family car. Michael Ray is the homeowner. Michael, where are you building this new zero-carbon house?
It's on an island called Unst, UNST, which is 61 degrees north. We're on the same latitude as Anchorage. I can see the sheep in the fields and the hills and the old croft houses.
So it's the northernmost island of the Shetland Islands, part of Scotland.
And within the United Kingdom.
Within the UK. And tell us what exactly a zero-carbon house is.
Well, the whole structure is made from timber. All the materials for the structure are from sustainable forests. Our definition of zero-carbon means that we have no carbon emissions, so we're not burning anything. And the power will be balanced by our generating capability, which means storage. You know, we're having fuel cell storage. We'll also be growing our own food and also for the electric car.
Now, you're living in the house right now?
Yes, we are.
So on a daily basis, what is it like to live in an eco-house?
We've been here now about 3.5 months. We've had snow outside, and yet we've had no heating on. And I've been standing in the sunroom, and I've looked out at the snow, and I thought to myself, we've got no heating on, and yet I'm just in my shirt sleeves. If every house was actually constructed using the technologies that we've used, the heating bills and the energy consumption, in Canada or the United States, would really go down, and we could shut down a lot of the coal-fired stations, the power stations. And it's really good to look out and see food growing in the garden. We've got it planted up at the moment. Everything has to be well protected here because of the wind.
Exactly. Explain that. I mean, I know that phase two of this is a horticultural project, but if you are cultivating lemon trees and grapevines in this high-tech greenhouse.
We're in the house at the moment.
In the house.
So when we get the greenhouse up, they'll be transferred to the greenhouse. I'm actually looking at them now, and they're doing extremely well. And the grapevine that we have here is the grapevine of England, which is in Hampton Court Palace. And the original vine actually came from a mansion in Essex well before 1764.
You better not kill this thing.
No, I know.
How will they possibly grow in what is a windswept, largely barren island?
Well, we are actually installing a high-tech greenhouse. It's like giant bubble wrap that will be hooked up to the 4,200-litre water battery and the heat pump and the wind turbine and the fuel cell. All of that will be run from on-site generation and storage.
So
you don't need to go back to the Stone Age to create a zero-carbon house.
So you're going to use, you'll be able to use, say, a dishwasher, a toaster, fridge, everything you would use normally.
That's right.
And the reason that you were warm in just a T-shirt while there was snow outside was what?
Once the house is warm, once you have the house heated up, the actual structure of the house, it's extremely well insulated. We also get a lot of thermal gain as well. So when the sun comes out, in between the glass, we've got argon gas. We can recover up to 90% of the heat.
When you say we, Michael, who else lives there with you?
Oh, my wife, Dorothy. We've been married now for, 42 years? So we're not young people. And we decided that somebody had to do this. Central government weren't interested in demonstration projects. And due to the energy crisis, it's really made it quite high profile now, not just in the United Kingdom, but in the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. And even Russia. I've had emails from Russia.
Michael Ray, homeowner of a zero-carbon emission home on the northernmost Shetland island of Scotland. The island itself is called Unst. Good luck to you both.
Okay, thank you very much.